Greetings and God bless you. We are the generals and the boss prophets, Dr. Apostles April
and Andrew, and we are here with your weekly word of supernatural empowerment.
We decree that by the power of God, that what you are about to hear will shift you into your new season. Let's listen in closely as the word is already in progress.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Hey, hallelujah. Hey.
Hallelujah. Praise the Lord, people of God. We love you. Want to give you a word that the Lord placed upon my spirit, upon my heart. First and foremost, just want to say I love everyone that's on here. Give a honor to every fivefold ministry officer, every capacity that is on the line today. Give a big honor to the entire body of Christ. Want to give an honor to God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit, whom I love with everything inside of me. I also want to give an honor to my amazing, beautiful wife. I thank God for her, tenacity. Thank God for her push. Thank God for the anointing that oozes off of her life. We want to thank God for our First Lady, for our Apostle, our General, General April, on this morning. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Well, I just want to say the Holy Spirit put something on my heart. I don't know how we're going to take it, but we got to be obedient as vessels of the Lord anytime he wants us to speak on something. And this has just been heavily on my heart for the last few weeks, the last few months. The Holy Spirit took over and said he wanted me to speak very briefly on this topic because it's running rampant in the body of Christ. And I don't really have a title. We really don't give titles too much anymore. But I will tell you what it's talking about. It's talking about sex. Sex in the body of Christ. Sex in the body of Christ. That's what we're going to be talking about very briefly on this morning.
Amen.
Well, first I want to read a scripture. If you got your Bibles, you can open it up. If not, you can just follow along. As I say, I'm not going to be before you long. I'm going to try to go through this and so that you guys can get on throughout your day, with the rest of your day. 1 Corinthians 6:18 is where I'm coming from. 1 Corinthians 6:18. Amen. Glory to God. 1 Corinthians 6:18. I'll be reading from the English Standard Version. That's the ESV. And it reads, starting at verse 18, "Flee from sexual immorality. Every other sin a person commits is outside the body." Now, that's very important to understand right there. He says, flee from sexual immorality. That means from things that are immoral, things that are against God, things that are outside of the marriage bed. He said, every other sin a person commits is outside of the body. That's that's something that we should take notice to. It goes on
bless
to say,
hallelujah.
The sexually immoral person sins against his own body. So when you lie, when you commit thievery, when you steal, even when you murder, those are sins committed outside of the body, even when you have unforgiveness. But it states here in the text, when a person commit sexual sin, it is against their own body. So you're doing nothing but hurting yourself. The Holy Spirit began to show me that when we commit sexual sin, we are hurting ourselves spiritually, but we also hurting ourselves physically. Can I get an amen?
Amen.
Amen.
That's right.
Amen. Amen. Amen.
Two things that everybody love, whether they say they do or not, two things that everybody love, and that is
sex and money.
Sex and money.
That's right, Pam.
Two things. Everybody and people will be so holy, ain't gonna talk about it. Even the mother, the mother on the mother's board with the long skirt, she be having them thoughts. She be having them fantasies. Everybody deal and struggle with sex.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody,
that's right.
Whether you married or whether you not married. And if you're honest with yourself, that is the first step to recovery. Everybody don't want to talk about it, especially preachers. Ain't nobody talking about this topic, but it's going around in the pulpits. It's going around in the church.
Yes, sure it is.
And you don't got to be married. Matter of fact, being married and having sex, that's old school. The new school is... we can practice before we get married. You know, we just need to test it out. We need to test the waters out. That's the new school.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, y'all ain't gonna talk to me today. See, you didn't think
you
I was.
Hey, you telling the truth? Go ahead and say it.
Sex.
That's right.
Sex, and I tell people like this. I'm just bold like that. And I gotta be honest. I'd rather you not do anything but remain holy. But at the same time, I'd rather you use your finger in your hand than use somebody else's body part inside of you.
Amen.
Or,
that's right.
You understand what I'm saying?
Yes, sir.
I would rather you not do any of it. Right. But before you go open your legs or before you pull down your zipper and get between somebody's thighs, I would rather you use your fingers in your hand. And I believe God would, too.
That's right.
I'm talking to grown people, and am I not?
That's right.
God,
you're
yes,
right.
Echo both shots. If you got it on speakerphone, your kids, you can take it off speaker. They don't need to hear this. Not yet. But I'm talking to some grown people this morning. It's a lot of sex going on in the body of Christ.
Yes,
sex
yes,
feels
sir.
Good. Sex release. It's a pleasurable thing. God created sex for reprocreation.
Mm-hmm.
He created sex for us to replenish the earth. That's what he created it for. But he gave us a reward by making it feel good.
Amen.
That's how good God is. He made it feel pleasurable for us.
Yes.
God said, I want y'all to enjoy yourselves.
Yes.
Marry people. Married
right.
people.
Married
I want y'all to enjoy
man.
Yourselves. That's why I made it feel good. But I didn't make it feel good so that you can go doing anything you want, sleeping with anybody you want, hopping from bed to bed. That ain't what I made it for. And
that's
a
right.
lot of people in today's society in the church are hopping from bed to bed. A lot of people are committing fornication. A lot of people are committing adultery.
Yes.
Mm. Yeah. Yeah. You need to stay on and listen to this. Seriously.
That's right.
We're talking about sex.
The man speech.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. It feels good. It really does. It makes us feel good. It really does. But if
yes,
you do it outside of the confinement of which God has called it to be,
come
then
on.
You're on dangerous grounds.
Absolutely.
That's right. Man. That's right.
You're on dangerous grounds. I don't care. Whatever you need to do. If you need to hop in a cold shower, sit in some ice, if you need to fast for 21 days, you need to really, really get that in check. It's people in the grave right now today over sex.
Mm-hmm. That's
right.
There's
yep.
people that's dead yeah. right now because of sex.
That's right.
God gave us a good feeling for pleasure between the husband and the wife. But outside of that, what happens
right.
is when you begin to creep, when you begin to, especially married people, you begin to say, okay, I don't care. I'm going to say this. I don't care what reason that you have for creeping, for cheating, for committing adultery. I don't care what reason that you have for creeping outside of the marriage bed. Ain't no reason can validate that. No
That's
reason.
Right.
I don't care what reason you have. He wasn't showing me attention. That's still not good enough.
Amen.
She don't want to give me none. Okay, that's still not good enough.
Amen.
Amen.
I was feeling
right.
lonely at night. We not connecting. That's still not good enough.
Say it. Yes, sir.
Amen.
No matter how you try to rationalize it in your mind, it's still not good enough for you single people. Oh my God. You see, y'all can talk. Y'all can talk because y'all married. But what about us? We got needs, too.
No.
You need to keep those knees in check, baby.
Amen.
That's right.
Yes, sir.
Amen.
That's
right.
Because everybody who was married was single before, too.
Amen.
Can relate.
That is correct.
It's like, have you ever noticed this? A lot of single people, when they look at married people, they act like it's foreign, like we aliens, like we've never been single before.
Come on.
Right.
We've all been there. We all had temptations, and some of the married people still got temptation.
Yeah.
Right.
Amen.
Right.
Do you hear what I'm saying? We all been there.
Man.
We all had temptations. We all said, you know what? I feel like I need to do something. I got an itch that I want somebody to scratch. You ain't the only one. But a lot of single people, all of a sudden, they thinking that they the only ones, don't nobody understand them. No. We understand. That's why we try to tell you to go a different route.
Amen.
Mm-hmm. Amen.
That's right.
Shaka, Rabba, Soto. It's three people on here. You've been having sex. You've been fornicating. It's three people on here that's been fornicating. Three people on here that's been fornicating. I'm not going to call your name out, but the Holy Spirit showed me your faces.
Mm-hmm.
It's time to shift. It's time to get it right. It's time to shape up. Did you hear what
Amen.
I said?
Yes.
Yes.
Amen.
Because I'm going to tell you, as your prophet, you're going down
sir.
A path that's very dangerous.
Yeah.
Jesus.
And
my God.
Jesus. You're in the midst of the presence of God right now.
Amen.
This is a different type of message. But he's given this message because he's given it as warning. I've been preaching, actually, I've been teaching for the last 8-9 months here and there on fornication and on adultery and stuff. Anytime a message goes forth, you guys, over the pulpit or in a church, that is the Spirit of God saying what is going on right now in that church or in that house. That's what's taking place. So if we preach a message on somebody that's struggling in finances, then 9 times out of 10, somebody's struggling in finances. We preach a message on people need to stop fornicating, then that's what's happening. That's what's taking place right now. So the Spirit of God is gracious and merciful in trying to get somebody attention and say, stop, wake up before it's too late.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Amen.
I'm the type of apostle, and my wife is as well. We cover people because we have better training than that. We don't go and expose people openly like that and cause embarrassment to people. That's not what we do. We try to restore people privately.
Amen.
We try to restore people privately.
Amen.
But if you keep moving in that vein, God himself will expose you.
Thank you, Jesus.
And especially if you're a minister of the gospel, you got people that look up to you.
That's
you got
right.
people that's attached to you, souls that's attached to you. And if they find out you doing crazy stuff like that, fornicating with everybody, even if it's only one person, then that could be a great downfall and a hindrance to them. The Bible says don't become a stumbling block to your brother.
That's right.
You become a stumbling block when you do those things and you think nobody watching. Understand this. We have what's called scribe angels. Scribe angels. Everybody got a guardian angel, but there's also scribe angels. They take down everything that you do in your life, and they report it back to the Father.
Right.
That's not to make you afraid, but that's just to make you aware. When ain't nobody around, you just think it's just you. You popping on that porn at night, or you just think it's just you and that woman, or you and that man. No, it's an angel there. And they're not just your guardian angel, because your guardian angel witnessing that too. But it's another angel called a scribe angel that's taking notes of what you're doing, your behavior. And if you don't have to answer it in this life, you're going to have to answer for it in the next life.
Amen.
That's right.
This is very serious. The fear of God left the church. The fear of God has left the church.
That's right.
Yes, it
has. The fear of God has left the church. Anytime grown adults can be kissing and tonguing in the bathroom while ain't nobody around trying to do it real quick in the church.
Wow.
The fear of God has left. Wow. And the reason I said that because a vision just came before me. Grown men and women in the church tonguing each other up and ain't even married. Yeah, I know I'm going to lose some people over this because people don't want to talk about preaching holiness no more.
Yep.
Teach,
apostle. It's a real word. But it's going to save your soul. And I'm going to tell you this. Pickle shot tie. Glory to God.
Jesus.
Well, I'll hold that for a second. I just want to get off into this real quick. Look, sex was meant for creation. Sex was created for you to consummate the marriage. And then a blood covenant happens between you and your spouse.
Yes, sir.
A blood covenant. It's all about the blood. But even between a husband and a wife, when you have sex with one another, you both supposed to be virgins. But, of course, we don't live in a perfect world. But you both supposed to be virgins. And then the male penetrates the woman and supposed to penetrate, and blood is supposed to flow, hence consummating the marriage, hence creating a blood covenant between you and him or him and her. That is what supposed to happen. But today in society, in the church, we know what happens outside of the church, but even in the church, people are penetrating one another even before they say I do. So what happens is this. Instead of making a blood covenant between you and your spouse and God, when you do these things outside of the marriage, you make a blood covenant with Satan. Did you just hear what I said? Everything that God does, Satan tries to copycat.
That's right.
Instead of making a blood covenant with Jesus the Christ, you make a blood covenant with the Antichrist.
Wow.
What happens is this. I gave this revelation a while back when I first taught on this. Is open doors, literally visible open doors, come into your life. And demons begin to crawl out of those doors. Horrible, nasty-looking demons begin to crawl outside of those doors. And what happens is they enter into your life and they begin to torment you. And it's not by accident. It's not by chance. It's not a coincidence.
You know this word has supernaturally empowered you for this week. Now is the time to place your angels on an assignment. Yes, your angels. It is time to take authority and now decree what you want to manifest for you and your family on this week. Plant your seed in supernatural fertile ground today. And you activate this word and make it supernaturally manifest by sowing your money seeds. The more you sow, the more miracles will begin to flow into your hands. Your palms will be filled up with overflow by visiting our website at www.kci.world. That's www.kci.world, not .org, not .com, for we are worldwide, where there is always something supernaturally happening. Again, that's www.kci.world. We are speaking life over you and your family, and we are excited about your now, your next, and your new season in Jesus' name. This has been your weekly word of supernatural empowerment from the Generals.